Well, we've recently digitized all of the newspapers starting in 1913 through till 1931, and they're available online. And what's exciting about that is they're not just available to view online, but they're fully searchable.
So you can actually search the text within the within each paper?
Yes, you can.
And back then it was the Petersburg Press, was it?
It was the Progressive when it was first published.
The Progressive.
Then it was the Petersburg Weekly Report, the Petersburg Press, the Petersburg Herald.
So, and now Petersburg Pilot.
Now the Petersburg Pilot.
Yes. So how does it work basically? You just search by year or by, can you search by year, day, month?
You can search, but you can browse it, which is kind of fun. So you can go to the very first paper that was published and flip through the pages. You can search by family name. You can search by subject. Fox farming brings up a lot of great
things. Let's try that. Could you type in fox farming
sure.
here? I see you've typed in there before. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's something from the Weekly Report. So that brings up Westward Fox Man Moves to Southeast Alaska with Ranch. G.E. Welpley, fox rancher who arrived in Juneau recently from the Westward, will engage in the fox farming business in this district, according to a statement made by him. Have you read through a lot of the stuff?
I actually have been reading through a lot of it. It's quite fun.
Is there an article that sort of stood out to you looking through this?
There's a really fun one that I'm going to show you on the first page. The very first page of the first paper.
This is the Progressive in 1913, February 1913.
The first. Oh, there it is. Petersburg full of fun.
Petersburgers full of fun.
Petersburgers full of fun.
Go ahead.
The people of Petersburg are socially inclined, cannot be questioned. If one takes into consideration the number of people attending the weekly dances, the qualification of being socially inclined can rightly be applied.
So it's still true today.
Yeah, still true today.
Right. Paper mill a possibility, special music at church, new operator in charge of from the Signal Corps. Who is doing this work and how is it being paid for?
It's being paid for by the library budget. And what we do, it's actually quite a simple process for us, is we have the state library sends us every year microfilm, the films that people are used to seeing the old pilots on. We send them out to a company down south, and then they deliver this back to us, so they just scan off those microfilm. It's a pretty simple process, and we hope that come May, we're going to send all of the rest of our microfilms down to them and have them all online by September.
So does this mean the end of microfilm readers in the library?
Yes, we believe it does. We currently have a reader, which we got with a grant about 8 years ago, and it's becoming obsolete. And so with the move to the new library, we're looking at replacing that, as well as the PC that you need to use it. And so all told, we found out that it would actually be cheaper to digitize the papers than to replace the equipment that we would need to look at the microfilm, as well as, save an incredible amount of staff time, because staff actually have to read through these papers when we get a question about, you know, obituary or an event. We actually have staff who have to flip manual, or volunteers come and flip through entire year's worth of newspapers to try and find information, and now it's instant.
So, saving money.
Yeah, I think it will be a significant cost savings for us, and I think it'll just make people really happy as well.
And I understand you have permission from the Petersburg Pilot to archive all the way up through?
We'll probably archive within a year of the current paper.
People can search this from home. This isn't something you have to come to the library for.
Absolutely not. But if people need help or they're not quite sure, you know, they've hit a roadblock, just give us a call and we can walk you through it. But really, I think most people could just look at this online and go to town. I don't think they're going to have a problem using it.